'Tis the season. Tis the season of gifts. Gifts everywhere. I like gifts. I like getting gifts. Come on, there's nothing wrong with saying that. I'm not putting an expectation on you. I'm just saying I like to get gifts. You know, I like to give gifts. I mean, that's good too. But I like to get gifts. I mean, it's fun to get gifts. You know, there's something about getting a gift. You know, when someone comes to bring you something, it's the anticipation. What's in it? You know, what's in that little bag? What's in that box? It's something about the discovering of the unknown. You know, it's just, it excites me. I've always kind of been like that. I mean, I really like to get gifts. Or maybe someone's going to give you a gift and, you know, you kind of think you know what it is. You know, you ever been there? You've been hinting. Come on. You know, I've been throwing around my hint like all year long, like, you know, several times, you know, a hint. This is, I really want this. You know, I really like that. Hey, did you see that? You know? Yeah. Okay. So you ever done that? And so the gift is coming. And even though, you know, you think you know what's in the gift, it's still exciting. It's still exciting because that thing that you have wanted, I mean, that thing that you have been looking for is about to come into your possession. I mean, you are about to get your hands on it. You are about to have it. You know, when I first married Pastor Chaz, his family kind of came from the like to give gifts that are surprises. And okay, you know, I mean, that's all right. I kind of got in the flow. What they would do is you kind of had to listen all year long to things that were said and make a little mental note so that you could, you know, come up with something to give. And that worked. I mean, that's fun. As long as it's a good something. So I learned in his system, I better be saying some stuff. So that I didn't get, you know, to Christmas and think, what is this? What do I do with this? No, you know, so I got with the system. But listen, in my family, every family's different. My family, we grew up kind of knowing what we wanted. And it would be like, this is what I want. No, I don't want nothing. This is what I want, you know. And Pastor Chaz used to kind of think that's boring. You know, I don't want to give you something that you already know. And I'm like, but it's the anticipation that now I'm getting it. I mean, to me, it is as exciting as not knowing what it is when it's that thing you've been waiting on. Amen. I mean, you've been waiting on it. And it's like, now's the moment. You know, at my house, when my family would get together, I have a small family, but my parents, you know, they were gift givers. And so, you know, they would store, when I got my niece and nephew and it got bigger and, you know, then the gifts, and I'm like, man, pass them out. Where's mine? You know, I mean, I can't wait to get my little stack in front of me and just begin to open. There's something about gifts. I like gifts. I learned, though, you know, when I first started pastoring, I was kind of always like, you know, get a gift. And I start, I mean, the instant I get it, I'm ripping it open, paper flying everywhere. And sometimes the people would be like, you know, so I've tried to temper myself and work myself down, but don't let me fool you. Because if you gave me a gift and I didn't have time, maybe I was fixing to get on the stage or something, the minute I hit the car, paper starts flying, a seal start coming open. I mean, I'm in it. And I believe that God wants us like that. You know, have you ever known someone that gave really, 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 like really, like really good gifts? Has anybody ever known anybody like that? I've known several people like that. And you can't wait for them to give you a gift. Because you know when you get that gift, it is going to be a good gift. I mean, it is going to be something that is over the top. It is going to be something that's like, wow. I mean, it's like not any just socks or any just, you know, oh, something. I mean, it's something that's going to hit your heart. It's something that's going to bless your life. It's something that's going to make you happy. You know, and those are the type of people you can't wait. You just can't wait. You just can't wait to get their gift because you know it's going to be wonderful. Even if you don't know what it is. I mean, sometimes they have a knack, I would say, for knowing what to get you. I mean, just something that's just going to, that you're going to love. Sometimes they know of something, but then sometimes you don't know. Have you ever gotten gifts from people like that you didn't even know existed? I mean, you get it up and you're like, what is this? But I mean, the minute you're like, wow, I knew I needed this. I didn't know I needed it because I didn't know it existed. But now I see, I mean, y'all ever been like that? Just, I mean, somebody that blesses your socks off. I just heard this week, actually, someone was saying to me, well, I told so-and-so to go ahead and get me a gift. They looked at me and they said, they always get really good gifts. I said, that's the way it ought to be, right? Isn't that what we like? Well, I want you to know that God is such a person. God gives good gifts. Oh yeah, God gives those outrageously over the top. I mean, and it makes you, it's kind of like, you know, when the person that gives the good gifts is distributing, you're like, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. That's kind of how it is with God. God is a good God. He's a good giver. He's the best gift giver ever. Turn with me over to Matthew chapter 7. God does give really, 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 everybody say really, good gifts. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. This is Jesus speaking here. And he said, if you then being evil, now he's not talking about, you know, I mean, I know we're sitting here in the room and we're thinking, no, we're saved and we're not evil. But what he means is that, you know, our nature's not quite yet perfect. Even though we got God on the inside of us, we're still working through. And of course, here he was talking to unsaved people because Jesus had not yet gone to the cross. But he said, you then being evil, if you know how to give good gifts to your children. Now think about that for a moment. Many of you are here, or your parents. And as a parent, you want to give your child good gifts, right? I mean, you don't just at the last minute, like 2 minutes before the party, you know, go in your room and, you know, throw something together. You think about it. You think about what would be good for them, what would bless them, what they would like. You want to be a blessing to them. You want to give them something that they like, something that they're going to enjoy. And so this says that if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask Him? So the way I look at that is, as a parent, with all the love that you have for your child and all the desire that you have to bless them and give them something good, God is that way bigger. Multiplied many times over. How good is the things that God gives us? How good. He gives us things that we need. He gives us the things that we want. And all we have to do is ask Him. All we have to do is ask Him. We do have to ask Him. You know, it is a partnership here. So we do have to remember that. Things from God, things of the kingdom, don't just fall down upon us. We have to ask them. We have to want them. Because they're precious to God. And He wants when you have it to receive it as a gift from Him. Turn with me over to James chapter 1. Hallelujah. God is a good gift giver. I feel like a cheerleader this morning. All of a sudden the cheerleading thing just came on me. James chapter 1 verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. So listen, first you need to know that anytime you get something, anytime something happens in your life, anytime something goes on, if it's not good, if it's not perfect, it's not from God. Because God only gives good gifts. And He only gives perfect gifts. You know, He doesn't give something that's broken. He doesn't give something that's old. Come on, He gives the perfect thing. He gives the thing that is necessary for your life. He gives the thing that's going to bless you, bless your socks off. That's how God gives. And then look, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That means we always talk about this in relation to the nature of God and the goodness of God and the character of God, that He doesn't change. Amen? You know, it's important that we know that God is good today and He's not going to turn around tomorrow and not be so good. No, no, no. He never changes. He is who He is. He's the Lord God that changes not. And so He's good. He's always good. He's always giving good and perfect gifts. And we need to understand that every gift, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from Him. So one thing I see about that is that God is a giver. God is a giver of gifts, and that's never going to change. Isn't that good? Yeah. He's never going to change that. God's always going to be giving you good gifts. God's always consistently going to be giving you perfect gifts. I love that. Hallelujah. So what do you do with a gift? I want to talk to you this morning about receiving gifts, getting gifts. You know, sometimes we need to be reminded about really what all is involved in the gift process. You know, someone brings a gift. Someone has a gift. Can you help me, Lane? All right. Someone has a gift. Oh, and you see it from a distance. You're wondering, does it have my name on it? Praise the Lord. Well, Elaine is going to give me a gift. What's the first thing I have to do with that gift? I have to receive the gift. I have to receive. Come on, if someone's giving you a gift, you have to receive it. You're never going to get it if you don't receive it. Have you ever had people that you tried to give them a gift? Y'all got to remember, I'm telling on my family a little bit here today. All right, my family, you know, is one of those, you're only supposed to get what they tell you to get. Don't try to veer off. Lord forbid you try to veer off and get something that wasn't on the list, you know. Well, several years ago, many years ago, I had a family member that would be in that, oh, you don't need to get me anything. I'd be like, no. I mean, it's Christmas. No, it's your birthday. I have to give you a gift, you know. There's something about us being able to receive a gift. Amen. We don't need to feel bad about receiving a gift. Somebody gives you a gift, you don't need to think, oh, I don't need that. No, just receive it. Just receive it joyfully. Just receive it happily. Amen. Because once you get it, once you receive it, that's important. Then what happens? What is that? What happens? Once you receive a gift. Okay, so now Elaine. So now Elaine's going to give me a gift. I received the gift. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Elaine. Thank you. Thank you. And several days pass, and a week passes, and a month passes. Well, what's that all about? I mean, when you receive a gift, you next know. You have to open the gift. Oh, and this is how, when I get in the car, this is how I open my gift. I mean, it's exciting and it's instant. There is no with me, oh, I've had people tell me I'll open it later. And I'm like, open it now. Open it now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Open it. Now, don't forget, I'm talking about God giving us gifts. First of all, we have to receive the gift. We have to receive it. Secondly, we have to open it. Listen, I didn't go. The way to a woman's heart. Chocolate. But listen, I didn't stick this, you know, when I going to open it, I didn't go. I'm not sure I want that. No, it's a gift. And we've got to remember that God gives good gifts. Amen. And God gives perfect gifts. So when God gives us a gift and we receive it, we need to open it. I mean, we don't need to question it. We don't need to wonder about it. We don't need to lay it aside. If God is giving it, it's because God wants us to have it. And God, who knows everything, and God, who knows the best, decided that we needed this little, you know, He decided right here. He decided that January needed chocolates. Because when I pulled this out of the box, you might gonna share with Dommy right there. You're gonna share with her. When I pulled her hand was in the back. She was going like this. She was going like this. That's how God wants us to be. When we see something of God, something of the kingdom, something that He's, oh, I want it. I receive it. I'm opening it. Yeah. And listen, sometimes with God, there are things in the kingdom that work together. You know what I'm saying? There are things that are attached. There are things that we've got to make sure that we're searching in the package, in the gift, for everything that's there. You know, you get a gift, and you're like, ha, ha. Ha! The Lord already told me to give it to you. He told me yesterday. But see, I got this. Wow! And then have you ever done that? You got something, you throw it aside. You know, when my niece and nephew came into the family, and I would like to stick lots of different things sometimes in the bag. you know. And so they would get something, they would open it and resend. They'd be like, wow, and they'd throw the bag over, and I'd be like, wait. I'm thinking, what? You know, because there I saw that $100 bill that was stuck down in the paper. And I'm like, wait. So when God gives you a gift and you receive that gift, you gotta really know about that gift and search for that gift and make sure that there's not other things in the package. Because there might be other things in the package that need to come out. Now who's the Amazon shopper? Augustine. See those things, many times the gifts of God, we get so excited about the first gift or the thing that we're getting that we don't realize there's other things attached. And God is a God of abundance. God is a God of the overflow. God, He's not going to just barely give enough. I mean, you know, not just a $15 gift card to Starbucks, but let's tack on something else, you know. But we've got to make sure that we're seeking after and searching after all of the things that are connected. Because listen, this kingdom of God, this life with God, it's like, whoa, it's like so much bigger beyond what we can even conceive or think or understand. There's always so much more of God and so much more that He's wanting to give us and do with us. And we don't want to miss out on something because we got so just connected on that one item. You know what I'm saying? You know, like maybe you're needing peace, the peace of God in your life. And so you're really focusing on the peace of God. That's great. But in the receiving of that peace, open yourself up because joy might be right on the heel. You might just write that peace floods you and then ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, joy just might spring up right there and you might, you know, just get really happy. So things of the kingdom, they're attached many times, and we have to make sure we're going after all the gifts. That's what I want you to know. As believers like us that are spirit-filled, I mean, that are pursuing God and going after God, we got to go after everything. Amen. We don't want to limit God, limit ourselves by just one little. No, we go after everything. So you got to make sure not to leave anything on the table. So number one, we receive a gift. Number two, we open a gift. And then number three, we got to search for that. Make sure we're not leaving anything out, missing anything. Number four, you know, you got to find out the benefits, the value of the gift that you got. Right? If Elaine got that card and then she opened it, she got it. She's got to know what will that do for her. You know, she's got to be aware so that she'll use it. She's not going to use it if she doesn't know the benefits of it. So many times when you have a gift, y'all should be at my house for Christmas. So you get something. Well, you know what? This is a gift. I received it. I opened it. I searched, made sure. Well, let me see. Thanks. Make sure there wasn't anything. Make sure there wasn't anything. But you know what? Now I have to find out the benefits of this. I have to look into this. I have to begin to look on the back. What is this about? Supernatural business. Principles for business success. Did you know that there's a way to do business supernaturally? Where God can get involved in your business. I mean, where the Holy Spirit can get involved in your business. I'm talking about, when I read this book, I'm not even an individual business owner. But when I read this book, I was like, whoa. Well, you know why? Because I took a look back here and I started recognizing, wow, this guy learned how to get the Holy Ghost. Who knows all things, who knows the future. Come on, he knows everything. He can do everything. He can do anything. He learned how to get the Holy Ghost involved in his business, in his customer base. Amen. Woo, in his services. And I was like, wow. So, you know, I had to open this book up and begin to learn what was in here, the value of it. Otherwise, if this book, you know, came to me and I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good book. Okay. Well, you could say I received it. You could say I opened it. You could say, you know, I searched and made sure there wasn't anything attached to it, but I haven't reaped the benefits of it. I don't really know the value of that. So this book right here, I mean, this kind of stuff is life-changing. This kind of stuff is life-changing. But Kike and Dapo, I will give you, I will bless you myself with a book for you. Because if you haven't read that, wow. So see how these things of God work? I'm talking about God being a giver of gifts to us. And these are the things that we have to apply in our life. Amen? And you know, so once we receive a gift and open a gift and then search out all the contents and then find out its value and its benefits, you know, we have to get some full understanding. Do you understand yet everything of God? You know, I've come to the conclusion that as many years as I've been doing this, I still probably don't know really all of the fullness of all of the benefits of just salvation. Hallelujah. God wants us to know the value of the gifts that He's given us. That's why He wants us to ask. You know, and asking, sometimes we know what we need, and we go to the Father and we say, Father, we need this. Father, do this for me. Father, give me this gift. That's a good way to do it. But, you know, sometimes you just need to go to the Father and say, Father, give me what I need. Father, give me what you want me to have. How about just us getting the gifts that God wants us to have rather than us trying to tell God? Just going to Him and simply asking, wow, and I'm going to value it. See, we got to value all of the gifts. We can't value some more than others. They're all gifts from God, and they're all good gifts, and they're all perfect gifts. And the minute we start devaluing, then it gets kind of risky. Amen? So, you know, several years ago, I'm not going to say how many years ago, but there was a product that came on the market, and I can't really say that it was a gift, except that I bought it for myself. There's nothing wrong with that. Right? You know, the Lord taught me something a long time ago. It may sound funny to you, but it's really true. If when you buy yourself something, if you would see it as a gift to you, even though you bought it, if you would see it as a gift to you, you would place more value on it. You wouldn't get so just saying, buying things and not really. But anyway, this thing came out on the market called a smartphone. Well, you know, I received it. I opened it. I had to go through the package because then there was all these kind of stuff that was attached to it. You know, you open it up and there's a little white thing that plugs into something. And there's a little cord and you're throwing that out and going like that. You know, the next thing I knew, oh, there was a case. Oh, because you don't want to drop it and it crack and it, you know, so then you get a case and you put it. Remember, you got to search all the contents, get everything that goes with it. These things that are attached, remember? And then you've got all these accessories. And I'll say this again. I said in the early service, if someone would invent something that would make these not tangle up, I would buy it as a gift to myself, but you would be wealthy. You would be a millionaire because it's always like, now I've got to tangle all these. Ah. But anyway, this was an accessory. See, I learned how to use the phone case. This was an accessory. I learned how to plug this in. I learned how to pop these things in my ear. And then I can listen to my own thing, you know. On the plane, it's like this is me. I always feel bad about the people that are sitting next to me, you know. I'm praying in tongues. I'm rocking. It's all kind of stuff going. But anyway, I had to get all the accessories. But then I had to learn, what does this thing do? Because back in the day, look at your neighbor and say, the day. Back in the day, at my mother's house, because, you know, I'm still very young. At my mother's house, she had one of those dial-up phones. I mean, you know, it just seemed like it went forever. And then all you did was, hello. I mean, you could hear, you could make sound be exchanged, but that was it. until these things came on. And I mean, like, when this is like, wow. I mean, I could turn on the iPhone, you know, the Apple video. What does the iPhone do? And they start to, well, you can do this and you can do that. You know, you're sitting there looking at the screen like, wow, wow. But that's what we have to do. We have to learn the benefits. I had to learn everything that this phone could do. Amen? So that I could get the value of it. But then once I learned, once I watched that video, I actually had to use the phone. You know, we get a gift, we're going to have to use the gift. We're going to have to make it work for us. I mean, it's not just good enough to watch the video. It's not just good enough to watch your friend do something. It's not just good enough for you to watch the video of the people out on the streets healing people. You're going to have to begin to use what you have. We have some stuff. We have the name of Jesus. Come on. We have the blood of Jesus. Come on. We have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's all kinds of things that we get, but we got to use it. Right? We got to use all of it too. You know, children with toys, one thing that happens with children many times, they get a toy and they might play with it for a while, but then another toy comes along and they kind of discard that toy. You ever seen kids do that? I've seen them do it at Christmas when they get so much. They're like playing with this. They're all involved. And then another bag. And they're like, you know, it's like they don't know what to do. And they seem to discard something when something else comes along. But, you know, after I loved my iPhone. You know, I loved being able to be smart. Oh, you want to know a scripture? Siri, where is the scripture that says such and such? And it's boom, boom. You know, that's good stuff that we can do. We can search things on the internet. We can receive email. I'm not so sure that's good that I can do that on my phone. But what happened is several years later, after I was loving, you know, my phone and everything that was happening, the iPad came out. The iPad came out, praise the Lord. Oh, I got me an iPad. You know, the iPad, same manufacturer, Apple. Same operating system, iOS, could do a lot of the same stuff. But what did not happen is just because I got this wonderful iPad, which, let me say again, I love my iPad. I love my iPad. If Pastor Chaz had a dollar for every time I've told him I love my iPad, he would be very wealthy by now. Because I used to be back in the day when I would travel overseas, not knowing what I was going to preach, I would have to take paper notes with me. Paper notes. And then when they reduced my 70-pound suitcase limit down to 50 pounds, I mean, it was like, oh, no, these shoes or these notes? Am I going to use these notes or these shoes? I mean, come on, ladies, that's a big decision. Come on, ladies, come on, admit it. It's a big decision. I was so excited when I was able to get all my notes in here. This is all I carry with me overseas. This is it. I mean, how light's that? Much better than all those paper notes, right? But what did not happen is I did not take my iPad, which I loved, and which could do a lot of the same things that my phone could do. I did not discard my phone because something new came along. Church. As mature believers, not as children, that's what we have to remember in the kingdom, that everything of God is valuable, that every gift is good, that every gift is perfect, that every gift brings a benefit to us. We don't discard some because something else gets big or something else gets popular. That's why Pastor Chaz is constantly talking to us about salvations and winning souls. Because many people in the kingdom, once they get in the kingdom and they get gloriously saved and they start meeting the Holy Spirit and they start finding out all these wonderful, powerful things of the kingdom, they minimize winning souls. Oh, no, I've got something better. I've got a new toy. No, no, no. I didn't discard my phone so that I could have my iPad. They work together. They work together. And that's how it is, the things of the kingdom. So we have to use everything that God has given us. And then, you know, some years later, you know, I just found out, I love when things connect and they work together. And so then the Apple Watch, woo! The Apple Watch came out. My husband said, you don't need it. You're not going to use it. Oh, yes, I am. So I got that thing, got through all the attachments, you know, and I wear it every day. It tells me how many steps I've had, how many calories I've burned. Come on. But, you know, again, I had to search about it. I had to learn the benefits of it, and I had to start using it. But, again, just because I can answer a phone call. Oh, yeah. I can answer a phone call on my phone. I can't wear this with my other watch. Too many watches at once. Somebody had a really good idea over there. I'm not sure, though, I can do it left-handed. Oh, it's too complicated. But anyway, hello. Yes, I can be walking through the mall, hands free. You know, I've got my bags. Hello. But what did not happen is I did not toss out my phone because I got an Apple Watch. Are you getting where I'm going with this? See, the things of the kingdom, that's why all these wonderful, good gifts that God gives us, first of all, we have to use them, but we have to value all of them. We have to keep them working together and flowing together so that we can partake, so that we can experience all of the gifts of God, all of the gifts of the kingdom, all of the glory that is this life with God is wrapped up in all of these gifts that God gave. I know somebody's disappointed that I'm not giving away my phone. I did put a Kate Spade phone cover out there this morning for someone to take for free. If that's not gone yet, somebody can grab that out there. But all these things work together. And then lastly, you know, after you receive the gift, open the gift, you search for all the contents, you learn the value, and you begin using it, the last thing is to be thankful. And I really take that to heart. I that's why I'm constantly telling my husband, I love my iPad. I'm so thankful for my iPad. I'm thankful for this every day. It affects my life. I'm thankful for my phone. I'm thankful for my car. I'm thankful. You know, we got to be thankful for what God gives us. We can't just forget that just because he's God and, you know, he's always going to be giving us gifts. No, we need to be thankful. Hallelujah. He gives good and perfect gifts that we should like and be thankful for. Praise God. So always being thankful all the time, everywhere you're at. But I want you to know that God himself gave the best gift ever. He gave Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Redeemer, our Lord. He gave him to us. I mean, he gave us, really what he gave us was God himself. The Bible says that a son would be born and his name would be Emmanuel, God with us. God gave the gift of God himself with us in our life, inside of us, living with us, sharing with us, going through life with us. He gave the best gift ever. I mean, it way far outweighs, far exceeds anything that can be stuck in a box and wrapped up with paper and a ribbon and a bow. Come on, the gift of Jesus far exceeds anything that can be stuffed in a gift bag. Come on, the gift of Jesus far exceeds anything that can be stuffed in many stuffed in the stocking. He gave us himself. Jesus. How wonderful is that? And I want to say this. He is the gift that keeps on giving. You know, that's a slogan. You hear it a lot. I looked it up. It actually originated back in 1924 with the phonograph. And it's been around. I think now the organ donors use it, the gift that keeps on giving. But Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. He keeps on giving every single day. He keeps on giving in so many ways. He is the gift that brings so many other gifts and all these things into our life. Amen. Have you ever had that, the gift of when you get a gift and you feel like every time you use it, It's like getting it over again. I'm telling y'all, that's how my iPad is to me. It's like you get out that gift, but it just keeps on giving to your life. It just keeps on blessing you. It keeps on helping you. It keeps on changing things, making things good for you, making things easier for you. That's what Jesus does for us. He is the gift that keeps on giving. There is no end to the gift of who He is. There is no end to the gift of the things that He brings into our life. There's no end. It's limitless. It's continual. It's never ending. It's never stopping. Let me tell you some gifts that He brought. The gift of salvation, the gift of righteousness, and the gift of eternal life with God. Hallelujah. He brought to us the gift of God's Word. He was the Word made flesh. The life that is in that Word, the power that is in that Word that can change, rearrange, make things happen by the power of God. He gave us the Word, and He gave us promises in those words. Come on, He said some things. He said, I'm going to do this, and I'll do that, and you can count on that. Hallelujah. That's a gift. Yeah. It's a gift that God would make promises to me. It's a gift. We need to know that. We need to receive that gift, open that gift. Know the benefits of that gift. Use that gift. He gave us the gift of His kingdom. It's my pleasure to give you the kingdom, Luke 12:32. He gave us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, Catherine Kuhlman, the Holy Spirit, to live within us and to be upon us. With Him comes the gift of God's nature. Do you know what that means? We can have the nature of God Himself. Do you know what it's like when the nature of someone gets changed? I was sitting one time in Peru having a celebration lunch with a group of people. We met some new people for the first time. I was sitting across from a man and a woman that were married, having a conversation with them. Very sweet people. He was just sweet. You ever met those people that, I mean, just like the sweetness? I mean, you just talk to them, it's like just sweet, you know, oozes out of them. I mean, he was just so sweet. And I was thinking, this man is so sweet. What a wonderful man. What a nice man. And then the apostle Alicia said to me, do you know the story of him? And I was like, no, what story? She said, yes, he got saved in prison. I was like, really? Real prison? Yeah, because he was an enforcer for the Peruvian mob. He used to torture people for a living and enjoy it. But once he got saved, the gift of a brand new nature, I said, there is no way that the man that I am talking to could have possibly been a man to do that. We get the nature of God. We get the character of God. That's a gift. We need to receive it. We need to open it. We need to live it. Use it. God gave us as a gift through Jesus. This all comes through Jesus. Let's not forget, this all comes through Jesus. He really is the reason for the season. He is the reason for living. He is the reason for everything. He is the basis of all life. Through Him comes power and authority. Through the gift of Jesus comes the gift of wisdom and ability. Through the gift of Jesus comes mercy and grace. Through the gift of Jesus comes health, good health, and prosperity. Come on. We got to take all of the gospel. Through the gift of Jesus that God gave comes the gifts of the Godheads. Our life motivational gifts, which are just what God puts in you when you're born, and it just makes you who you are. Come on. He gave gifts through Jesus, the gifts of the fivefold ministers. They're gifts. Let us not discount them. Let us not devalue them. Let us understand them. Know the differences, what they do, who they are. Yeah? He gave us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He gives all the gifts that we need, all gifts that we want, and even more. The Bible actually tells us He gives us everything that pertains to life. 2 Peter, turn with me, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. It says, grace and peace be multiplied to you. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Isn't that a good gift for the season? Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Grace and peace be multiplied. Come on, we never get at the end of God's peace. Come on, we're never going to get at the end of God's mercy. Come on, we're never going to get at the end of God's grace. There's always more. It says in verse 3, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Look at that. He has given us gifts. Everything that pertains to this life, He's given. And godliness, because we have His nature and His character. Hallelujah. Through the knowledge of Him who has called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us, look at this, exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. Jesus is the gift that just keeps on giving. He gives all that we need to live efficiently, effectively, to succeed in this life. Don't turn there, but it says Romans chapter 5, verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more, much more, those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. We have the gift of Jesus who gives us everything to reign in life. We win. Hallelujah. The gift of Him, all of His gifts, everything He is in us, to us, for us, through us. Listen, never gets old. Never gets outdated. Never gets broken. Never diminishes. Never gets corrupted. It's fresh every day. It's new every day. It's working to the full capacity every single day. It never wears out. It never deteriorates. It never breaks down. The gifts, this all of this kingdom that we have with God never, ever, ever stops working. The batteries never get low. The juice never stops flowing. Come on. It never, ever, it's always there. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. He has begotten us to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. Yes. And that does not fade away. But it is our job to keep the gift. Amen. To not discard the gift. Amen. To not count it as minimal. To forget about it. Come on, have you ever found yourself in that category? You forgot about something? I believe that it's God's ability in us that allows us to take all these things, work them together so that we have the full package. Hallelujah. So I want to ask you today, what are you doing with the gift of Jesus and the things that He brings? Have you received Him? Have you received Him? Have you taken Him fully? Have you taken Him into all of your life, not part of your life? Have you opened Him? Have you opened yourself to Him and then opened Him? Have you really searched out who He is? The fullness of who He is, what He does, what He brings, how He operates? Have you searched out the fullness of His kingdom? It's a gift. We've got to search it out. Have you understood the benefits? Have you really understood the benefits of God's holy word? Have you read it enough? Have you studied it enough to really know the benefits? Have you understood the rhema word of God, the word spoken from heaven to you in a due time, in a due season? Do you know the benefits? And have you used what you have? Have you used it fully? Have you taken seasons of this and then seasons of that and feeling like, no, it all comes together. Things of the kingdom, you never take one thing in and put something out. But things of the kingdom, they're all put together and they add on. They add on. They build together. That's why prophecies that you get, those prophecies are forever. They build upon one another. What are you doing with the gift of Jesus and all that He brings to your life? Have you learned how to work with Him? Have you learned how to make use of the things that He's given us? I'm talking about fully taking advantage. Have you fully taken advantage of the Holy Spirit of tongues? Have you fully appropriated that fact in your life that Jesus said that He would baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire? And that a power would come upon you and you'd be a witness. And are you thankful? Have the things of God, has our outlook meshed with the world so that the things of God just kind of seem there? Listen, no matter how long you've been at this, no matter how long you've been doing it, no matter how much you have used the name of Jesus, the value that is in that name is still the same greatest value today of the very first time that you used it and it worked. Are you thankful? Do you consider daily the gifts, the things that are flowing through your life, the blessings? And are you thanking God? Are you thankful? Would people look at you and think, wow, they're always thankful about something? Because listen, every day that we get up, every day that we live, we have things to be thankful for because we're living in this place of the gifts of Jesus and the things that come through Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at HoustonFaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.